Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I am ready to sit in a room with two other people who want to make out with my future husband.
We are ready for the awkwardness. Was I alone in thinking that it was going to be the finale last night?
No, you are not, because George CTV messaged me and was like, hey, Haley, I'm so sorry. Like, life has kind of gotten in the way and I don't have like the stats ready for the finale. And I was like, that's okay. The finale is next week, bud. You're good. You are good to rumble. And he was like, oh, I think it was just wishful thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, it did seem like they could have maybe packaged this episode up with the finale. Maybe it was because of the preview last
week,
where it like kind of showed everything.
So, I think that's probably the case, because I was also kind of like, oh, what is happening here?
Yeah. Just fantasy suites, just overnights. Seems like they are calling them overnights these days.
Yeah, you know, less like new, sexual implication. Yeah.
And also, like, our budget does not cover.
Like, yeah, they're like, you're lucky we even got your passports out for this.
Right. Yeah, they go to Mexico, so they did travel a little bit more. But before we get into that, a little bit of Bachelor Nation news. Did you see that there is a former Bachelorette contestant who is starring in an upcoming rom-com? And I know, you know, we're both into rom-coms, so wonder if this crossed your news feed.
I like saw like the tiniest little glimpse of it. Okay. Not the movie, but like a tweet about it.
I was not like, this was not on my radar, as that this was in this person's wheelhouse, but it was Dale from Claire's season is a lead in it. Didn't seem like it said where this movie is going to be shown, but it says like a rom-com movie out next year.
What I'm gonna have to do is convince Rachel from the Hallmark Views podcast to like do an episode with us about this.
Yes, then, you know, we have an excuse to watch it. We won't feel so bad about just tuning in.
Yeah, and if you love Hallmark movies and like this is your time of year to be loving that, like check out the Hallmark Views podcast. Rachel does a great job over there. And we've been on a few times to talk about some Hallmark movies and some, you know, other productions, and it's always really fun. So if you're a Hallmark person, check that podcast out.
Yeah. I saw that Claire had
That's what I wanted to say. Yeah. I saw that Claire tweeted, yeah, I got a front row seat to this acting for your, like, since I met him. Yeah. Like, girl!
That was a good response.
It was. And it's like more savage than I'm like expecting her to be.
Right. Yeah. This was like the Claire that we wanted on her season, but then her season was cut short because it was just like goo goo gaga for Dale. But now we're getting that heat. So yeah, I think we thought like, oh, modeling or social media, like he wanted like to grow his presence, but I didn't know that actor was in the mix for Dale.
I didn't either. So. I don't know. Like I just kept holding out hope that they'd be get back together, but I think it's really over this time, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So we talked last week a little bit about, we speculated like, should we do a draft for Clayton season? Because it seemed like the preview is giving everything away. I will say that this new preview doesn't seem like it gives things away. And I could not pick any of those women out of a lineup from what I saw last week. So I'm feeling like, it depends, I guess, what they would show going forward. But at this point, it's all a blank slate for me. So
I didn't know there was a new preview.
Well, they just showed a shortened one like last night's, like during the commercials. It wasn't like that extended one. So the new revelation that came out of this one was that Clayton says something like, the first rose I hand out is The Bachelor and I get rejected. So somebody was not excited about the unknown bachelor factor. Yes. So I think we should add, if we are going to do a draft, we should add a point for if whoever gets that person.
Okay. I love that.
We don't know who that is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Listeners, continue to send in your feedback if you have strong feelings one way or the other of how we might modify the draft. Keep it on the level. So, yeah, any other Bachelor Nation news? I feel like it was a light news week, but
it was. It also felt like a light episode, and maybe that's just because I wasn't paying attention super hard, but I feel like this episode went by quick. Like, I feel like there wasn't that much content here.
Yeah, I agree. There were, you know, I feel like these are all like good guys. We like them all. They have different types of connections with Michelle, and maybe like the main like takeaway from the episode is just kind of maybe the shock factor, like, oh, that's not who I thought would go home.
Yeah. So who were you thinking that was going home?
I thought Brandon would go home.
I thought so too. And I was like pleasantly surprised. And also like, as you know, Amy, I do enjoy going to bed early. And so we usually save the last like 40 minutes until the next day. And I shockingly wasn't spoiled on who went home before watching it. I did know that Nate got a rose, but I didn't know who went home. And I was pretty surprised. I really thought it was Joe, but I don't know. It just seemed like I don't know. It just seemed like Joe was the pick. And Ethan and I were having some discussions, and we were pretty on the same page about we thought that if she picked Joe, like, they were going to be together forever. And if she picks Brandon, they're going to be together forever. But if she picks Nate, like, I don't think so. And I'm like leaning more towards her picking Nate. Like, what do you feel about that?
Yeah, it just seems like she has these sort of like worries about Nate. It seems like the parents might express a worry, but it also seems like so undeniable, like when she's like looking at him, you know, like it just seems like that's where like they're, I don't know if it was like her ITM or just what she was saying to him in the moment, like on their fantasy suite date, but it seemed like I was kind of surprised it wasn't the finale, because it seemed like it was setting it up like, okay, they're just telling us who she's picking, because she's just this is like soulmate material kind of thing. And like, now I have clarity. But she kind of said that after Joe's a little bit. So maybe she meant she had clarity that she didn't want him. I don't know.
Maybe. But I feel like we've been getting a lot of content of her saying like how she's falling for Brandon, when we really hadn't got that about the other two guys yet.
Right. I think with Nate, though, she'll like say it back to him.
And yeah,
with Brandon, she's like, oh, my heart is beating so fast. So, but then, yeah, she's like, she seems so excited to see him. Like, they definitely really, like, they have that best friend thing going on. So, I don't know. I'm just worried that if she doesn't pick Brandon, because I just really think he's, like, head over heels.
Yeah, he's going to be absolutely crushed.
Yeah. And he even said that. Here, I'm just gonna rip my heart out, put it on the table, and do what you want with it. Like, he knows. Like, he's like kind of setting himself up.
And do you, like, his speech in the end made me feel like he thought he was going home that night.
Yeah, that was a weird move.
And it didn't feel like a Hail Mary to me.
Mm-hmm.
It felt just like a, hey, this is, I'm again laying my cards on the table here.
Yeah, because I would think a Hail Mary, which is what Nate called it, which makes sense, because you're just speculating, what is he doing, like, he last minute at the rose ceremony. But, you know, he went first, and so then you get the anxiety building of sitting in the room, seeing the other two guys have their dates follow, and then not being able to, like, have any kind of cocktail party or anything, or say anything else. But yeah, it felt more like, because he said something like, no matter what happens, you know, even if it's not me, it felt like more like, yeah, giving up, or like a feeling like looking out for Michelle, not like, oh, I'm going to say something bad about one of these other guys, or, you know.
Yeah. And I was worried, and like, I don't know if it was just me like thinking what the Bachelor likes to do or what, but I did think he was going to like try and warn her about Nate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be, too. Because in the preview, when they're like, tonight on The Bachelorette, we see Michelle say something like, this changes everything. And that happened at no point in the episode. So, but yeah, and Bachelor Data shared a graphic of like order of fantasy suite dates and kind of what that predicts. And I think we kind of have called this as we've, you know, since Andy's season, but usually it's the first, if you get the first one, it's not a good sign, even though Brandon like felt like it was a good sign.
Yeah.
You're obviously going to put the optimism on it when it's you, but.
Well, and there was another telltale sign of placement when it comes to fantasy suite dates. Did you pick it up? Nate got a boat date.
Oh, yes. The boat date. Last one where it just, like, all you're doing is making out and being fed and drinks.
And also, I feel like the horse date usually goes home, too, right?
Yeah, usually the horse is for the third place. So, but we don't always have like a risk taking, like a zip lining type thing. And I feel like that's also not like any of these ones that are like.
Can't touch.
You're not touching. You're just kind of like having that adventure. Like, wasn't like Tayshia and Clayton or Colton. Tayshia and Colton doing bungee jumping. They did all these like daredevil type things.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. I just completely pushed that out of my memory.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I feel like horses is never like the best one.
Sexy, you know.
But then Joe got horses too. It was at the end scene. So,
oh, weird.
They're feeding horses. Do you like kind
horses?
Of the new?
No.
That now, like, it's Tayshia and Caitlin sending a little note. Like, I felt like it made it less like, I don't know, like it was sort of nice. Like, it felt a little more believable, even though. Like, I could believe that it was their handwriting, but
it's still like shocking to me. I don't know. Like, I'm still like surprised Caitlin and Tayshia are there. Maybe because we just have not seen them in the last few weeks.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, Tayshia and Caitlin, what are you guys up to?
Although we did get a Caitlin walking with Michelle at the beginning of the episode,
which I liked a lot.
Yeah. It felt like a very natural conversation. So that was good. We got to hear some of her doubts and that she had no doubts about Brandon ever during the process.
Interesting.
So, he did get the fireworks. So I think that was to rattle the other two guys and it seemed to kind of work.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And what did you think of their breakfast in bed the next morning?
You know, I don't condone wasting food.
Yeah, this looked like a very good spread.
I don't.
And I immediately start throwing it.
I just, the idea of having food all over, I just don't like that. Like, the idea of at a wedding getting cake smashed all over my face that I spent like $100 of makeup on, like, I just have no interest in having food all over my face. And also, I just have very sensitive skin. And like looking at that mustard on Brandon's face made me break out.
Yeah. The fact that it was like a breakfast sandwich that she put in his face, like, that's not like a sexy or fun food fight in any way. Like, even cake would be much better than that. That also gave me like a bad sign that this is not like who she's
a mature relationship.
Yeah. Like, she's just like, you never know what'll be with Brandon, but. I don't know that she'd want to wake up every morning and have a food fight.
No.
She kind of initiated it, so.
Definitely.
Next up is Joe. And, you know, if I look back, like if I, now in hindsight, knowing that it was Joe who was eliminated, there were signs, but I wasn't picking up on it during the episode. But we saw a lot more of Joe than we normally see. Like, he was the one narrating a lot, and we heard him say that, like, if today was like proposal day, I'd be ready. Never had heard that from him before. Like,
well, we haven't heard anything from him. Exactly. So I guess you're right. But I was just, I think I looked at it more of like, well, who else do they have to ask on this like half an hour dedicated to him?
Right. Right. So, yeah, more like from a survivor lens, you know, when it's like you look at the edit, like, oh, who are we suddenly hearing from? But yeah, they had to talk to him. So, but it seemed like he was able to express being a lot further along than I thought he was. I didn't think he was like ready to propose by any means. So, and then I think like Michelle, I was surprised that he was more like vocal as she was ziplining, like he was cheering her on, and you know, like it brought out another side for him. So what did you think?
I don't like, I just, I feel like he's just not a personality that jumps off the screen. I think he'd probably be the person I'd most enjoy forming a relationship with IRL. Mm-hmm. But like TV character, I don't have any rooting interest in him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I wonder if Michelle like really liked him because it like, I feel like their two touch points were Minnesota and basketball. And like,
yeah.
I feel like I didn't really get anything else of what their relationship was about.
Yeah. I think it's like she described him as in a 1,000-piece puzzle. So, and that she likes puzzles. So it reminded me of like in a rom-com, like the mysterious character where yeah. it's like he's brooding or something. Like you think you're trying to figure out what else is there, but she, you know, can only get so far on this. In this process with someone.
So
like
why do you think she didn't pick him?
I'm wondering if like in the overnight, if like, you know, they're chatting about what life would be like, and maybe there just wasn't enough mystery from that end. Like, it's like, okay, I already know that life. And maybe it's more like, this was my high school, like where I was. And like,
yeah.
Maybe she had romanticized it and maybe it was just a little bit more like reality and maybe not that exciting. Like maybe yeah. she really doesn't want to like stay in Minnesota. I don't know. Maybe she wants to move to Portland or Austin. We don't really hear her saying or hearing those conversations about like she hasn't really asked any of them. You think at this point, like, would you move to Minnesota? So I don't know if that's like so huge on her list. Like, you can teach anywhere. So
yeah, I don't know. Like, but again, because we haven't gotten much Joe, like there is no reason for me to see why it wasn't him, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also am really curious because there was that moment, like they seem to have like a sexier morning, you know, like he had his shirt off and she was getting her breakfast again too, and she's like, "Oh, I'll return the favor next time." He's like, "Oh, so it'll be on next time." She's like, "Yeah." So what is that about? Like, why would you say that?
I don't know. Like, was it just like a recency bias thing?
Yeah, maybe. But I would have been really like, he was in shock when he got eliminated. So,
but I just don't think he shows shock. Like, I don't think he shows emotion.
Right.
Like he said, he's like, "You can't see it right now, but like I'm devastated," or whatever he said.
Yeah. I think the other thing too is that the other two guys are more similar to her personality. She always talks about like being extroverted, and like she had asked him like, how does he feel about like somebody who's like a lot more like kind of the opposite of him. So if she's thinking about maybe I want somebody that's a little more on my like same energy level or something instead of yeah. that compliment. So yeah, I just didn't see any like real warning signs from this date. So I think maybe it was more of like is not as far along as the other
yeah.
two.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It really shocked me. It really surprised me.
If it doesn't work out with whoever she picks, he's a little bit easier to track down, right?
So. Well, that's kind of what I thought. Yeah. I was like, well, if she ends up with Nate, like, and that doesn't work out, well, I could see her going back to Joe.
Mm-hmm. Lena Katie.
Mm-hmm.
How about the scene back at, like, where they have to have the guys sitting around? Nate was really like trying to get under Brandon's skin. I feel like, oh, you think she's with Joe right now? What do you think they're doing? That was kind of
weird. Eh? I wonder if it was just because he like didn't quite get the impact of what it's like yet.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I bet if somebody did that, like I bet if Nate went first and somebody did that to him, he'd be pretty pissed off.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I know that they had to be like prompted, like, this is your time to sit in this room and just have to have conversation about something. But I did think it was funny when like they were going back and forth, like, oh, you think I'm the weak link? You think I think third's the best spot to go. I think they're like first is the best. So like we don't usually see them chat about it at all. So I think these guys all like really like each other. And so the fact that they are forcing them to do this is definitely awkward, but they're making the best of it. Then we have Nate's date. As you said, it was they're just on the catamaran. So it's kind of similar to what they did in Minnesota. Just a fancier boat. Fancier waters, I guess. But she says, when I'm with Nate, I feel how I'm supposed to feel when you're with your soulmate. I don't want the date to
end. That's big language right there.
Yeah. So she really just wants to get to know if he can get to an engagement level. And I don't know, she phrased it in a way that I haven't really heard it said before, where it's like, falling in love is one thing, being in love is another thing, and an engagement is another thing. Which of those are you ready for? So I thought that was a good question. And he says all three. Did you feel convinced? Because we know that he says that he hasn't been in love before.
I feel like he thinks he is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's different than actually being ready.
Right. Yeah, because off on like one of his ITMs, he said something like, I didn't necessarily like come here expecting, you know, to end up with someone or meet someone, like, but like, hey, it works. Or like he said it like more like you would say to a friend, like, hey, I'm pleasantly surprised that, you know, but I don't think anyone really goes in thinking like, yes, I'm going to find my wife. And the ones that do like kind of come off creepy. So, that's probably just difference of talking with a producer versus talking directly to her. But he didn't seem to like overly promise, which I think is also a good thing. It's like, you know, sort of like, I don't have the answers to everything and I don't want to. Like, that would be boring, kind of a message. But he does say that he's in love with her and she says it back. So,
yeah, that's pretty crazy, eh?
Yeah. So, yeah, at this point I was like, okay, is this just a done deal? it seemed odd to like kind of show all that if it contrasts so much with what we hear from the other two. They get a mariachi band in the morning.
How weird was that, right? Like, not the mariachi band itself, but like, I feel like we never get activities in the morning.
Right. Yeah, they showed, forgot to mention, when Brandon left, he did like, he drew a big heart in the sand outside the balcony, which I thought was cute, but usually yeah, it's just something like that, not like something scheduled,
like an activity.
But that was kind of cute though. And yeah, that, anything else that stood out about her time with Nate?
Not really. I do enjoy their chemistry a lot.
Yeah, and she brought up her conversation with his stepdad. And I don't know that he really, I don't know, allayed those fears about that.
No.
So, yeah, then we have our rose ceremony. And she has said that all three of you have changed my life. And that makes it so hard to, you know, you're all incredible. I'm like, my stomach is in knots trying to send anyone home. And that's when Brandon comes up and says, like, do you want to talk for a minute? So they go and talk. And yeah, he's really, it was odd to me. Like, I don't know that it was really necessary, but, he just says, that he, you know, cares about her so much and that even if it's not him, that he'll always be there for her. So I don't know. It's kind of struck me as something weird to say, like, before you know if you're going home or not. So
yeah, it felt like comments where he thought he was going home, but I also don't think it swayed anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think that. I mean, she was crying when he was saying that. So it made me think more that he was going home then.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
But I don't think if she was changing it, I feel like we would see her talking with Tayshia and Caitlin or something and saying, okay, now, like, I don't know, I think it's somebody else. But yeah, that was strange.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's Joe that is going home. She calls Nate first, then calls Brandon, and she walks him out, and she's definitely more emotional than he is at that point. But then in the limo, it seems like he got pretty emotional and just said, like, I'm in shock right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's sad. I like Joe. I wish we got more of Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it, you know, makes sense why he would not be a bachelor contender based on his, you know, normally a third place spot might be a good one. And, you know, he's definitely very attractive. But, yeah, I don't think he would be able to carry a show.
What do you think about Joe in Paradise?
You know, he kind of reminds me of, you know, prior to everything that happened on Paradise, he reminds me of like a Brendan from Tayshia's season. Like, he was sort of like the good looking, kind of mysterious guy, like kind of quiet. But I hope that wouldn't happen to Joe, where he would become like a villain. But I feel like he would be like a desired, like the one that everyone's trying to go for in Paradise if he were to go. But
yeah,
would he go?
I then that's the thing. That's exactly what I said. It's so funny. I was like, if he goes to Paradise, he's like the diamond of Paradise. Mm-hmm. But I can see him absolutely not going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he seemed reluctant to go on The Bachelorette, that it was kind of like he knew who Michelle was and was kind of hoping that she wouldn't remember him, but that he still wanted to go for her. So, yeah, it'd be interesting for sure. I would definitely want to see him, but it's kind of up in the air.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, anything else on this episode? It really wasn't like a lot of meat on that bone. I don't think so.
Like, I feel like it was really stretched out. I feel like we could have done, oh my God, we're doing a 3-hour finale next week.
Yeah, because they definitely could have put this with the mental.
Oh my God, yes. Before. Absolutely. Or done like an hour of the one-on-ones or the fantasy suites and then done like an hour of whatever they're planning on doing next week.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they are doing like an after the final rose again. So we will get to see more Joe, I guess. So that's
good.
And see a little more emotion from him then probably. But yeah, it looks like next week on the finale, Michelle's mom is skeptical of if Nate is ready. We don't really see.
But that feels like a Frankenbite. Like, it's
you think
like,
so?
Well, what we were hearing did not match what her lips were doing.
Oh, right. Yeah. Maybe she's talking to her daughter. Like, I don't think you are.
Maybe.
It doesn't seem like her mom's personality to say that directly to someone she just met.
No.
So that would be strange. And they've already met Brandon before, so maybe it could be a case where I always like it when there's like a clear favorite of the parents.
But yeah.
You know what? What if Brandon does not meet the parents again? What if she eliminates him before? Because didn't Tayshia do something like that?
Oh my God,
or
maybe.
Did they meet?
I don't know. No, because they met like Ben, remember? Like Ben
back. He came back. But. I feel like, why wouldn't they show something? But no, I think they showed Brandon looking at rings and stuff. So never know with how they put things about. So yes, I am excited to finally know what happens and
move on from this in the season. As much as, like I said, I have very much enjoyed Michelle. Mm-hmm. I have very much enjoyed like the last third of this season. The first two thirds were tough for me. I'm not gonna lie. I know you guys could have felt it. I feel bad that I just came on here every week and was like, I'm tired. I don't want to watch this anymore. But like, there was some real trash guys in the beginning there. And but she had a fantastic final six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what you can say about Michelle is like all her decisions, like it seemed like she's not somebody that was keeping the villains around until final four or final six, you know, like she was really winnowing it down to like what made sense for her. And she ended up with like that final four where you're like, oh, I could see her with any of these guys. So mm-hmm. like she was using the process like in a smart way.
Yeah, like there's definitely like my thoughts of like, I do think it's going to be Nate in the end, but it could have been anyone. Like with the final three and even the final four, it could have been any of them. And I would have been happy about any of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So I wonder if our listeners are sort of similar in terms of like maybe just getting a little burnt out on this season, because we didn't get a ton of questions this week, Kaylee.
No, we just got the one. So thank you to the one question asker.
Yes. Taylor Down says, how ready were you to flip a table at this result?
And I would love to know like what Taylor wanted. Like, does she want Nate and Joe? Did she want Joe and Brandon? Like, what are we flipping tables like, about?
You know,
or was it just the surprise of it?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was always like Nate, Joe. Like, it just seemed like it was going to be this like Nick and Sean, you know, like it was going to be like this two person duel, but you know, Brandon just snuck in there. So in a way, like that makes me think like, okay, maybe Brandon has more of a shot than I thought, because yeah, didn't see him coming and wouldn't have put him in a final two. But yeah, I think it was sort of like, because she had like that strong, like Joe had that advantage the whole time of like that familiarity, that like that sense of home, that you could just see, you could kind of see the two as like, okay, she could really go either way. Whereas I just don't feel that way with Brandon the same way. Like, I don't feel like they're the same. I don't know. Like, I don't know that he's like as competitive of a choice, like if I'm just watching from just as a viewer, like with my draft, you know. But and I think that you kind of root for that, like, oh, like they're the hometown sweethearts that never met, like that star-crossed thing. So I think that was kind of a unique story. But yeah, I was more like in shock, just like Joe. I wasn't ready to flip a table, but I do like when it surprises, you know, when it's not predictable.
Yeah, like I was generally like, whoa. Like I said that out loud.
Yeah.
I did an out loud reaction.
So is Doug caught up?
Doug is back.
All right.
He's back in business. He said, do you think the producers hated Brandon more by making him ride a disobedient horse or by using a mid-range timeshare in a Mexican condo as his fantasy suite?
Hey, they had, you know, a hot tub on the balcony.
That's
more
true
than Joe got, I think. So,
tinfoil hats on. Based on Nate's need to only go on water dates, we can logically assume he's a merman, right?
Well, and he likes doing the paddleboarding.
Yeah, he got paddleboarding. He got catamaran, and he got other catamaran. He said, I definitely forgot the show was on this week and The Bachelor and Life Burnout is real. Please give me even one reason I should care about Clayton's season. Because we're talking about it, and that's all I have for you. As mentioned, I missed the opening of the show. Did they just all take these people to the resort where they filmed Paradise? And if so, will they just leave Joe and Brandon or Nate there to save on travel costs? I'm sure they can find jobs in mariachi bands.
Yeah, it did get a little bit of a Paradise vibe.
I just don't know. But where do they usually film it, in like Tulum? And I don't think this was Tulum. Mm-hmm. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my Mexican geography is off. Because they said Pacific Ocean, right? Is Tulum on the Pacific? I didn't think so. Maybe I'm the one who's off. Let me take a look here. Let me pull up my good friend Google Maps. Yeah, Tulum is like in the Caribbean. And they said Pacific Ocean. So I'm wondering if they're in like Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
Instead. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. How hot would someone have to be for you to look past the fact that they initiated a food fight with you in bed? Yeah. Like, has to be the hottest person ever. Yeah. Actually, I don't even think I could look past it.
When you're like, I've got my breakfast sandwich waiting there.
Like, can you imagine that egg, like, crushed on your face? How pissed off you'd be. Like, ugh, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
Why did you not tell me there was a bachelor date in Niagara? We could have shown up and said that one of us slept with Clayton just to spice things up. I did. I said on the podcast that they were in Niagara. Maybe you just weren't listening hard enough.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, I also saw that I got spoiled on the successful couple from Bachelor in Paradise Canada.
Oh, tell, you know what? Just tell me.
Okay.
Spoiler alert for the three people who might not have finished it.
Angela from VIP US.
Yeah.
And some guy that I'm thinking was maybe just on, you know, like on a normal person. Just casting this somebody named Brendan, but not Brendan from Katie season.
And he's like a Canadian. So is she going to move to Canada?
Yeah. Is she going to be like the next, are they going to be the next Astrid and Kevin? I don't know.
I guess there's a girl in this season who, like, I know people who know her who, like, is obsessed with squirrels.
Okay. Interesting.
I will not look into that detail any further. I will not be explaining. I'm just leaving that there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it, I guess. That's all we've got. Look at us snoozing our way through this episode.
They just didn't give us enough to really digest and, you know, nothing to even question because we didn't get questions. And I don't think we have draft results yet either, but I lost Joe. So
yeah,
Asia's winning.
I'm still at like 7 points.
She's got the final two. So can't get. And I think she had Clayton too. So yes. But yes, let us know your thoughts on if we should do a draft for Clayton season, if any modifications we should make, because, yeah, like I said, I have no clue who those women were that were shown, but we might see, I'm assuming next week they'll show that extended preview again, so I can't promise that I won't commit one of them to memory by then. But, yeah, I don't think they've officially released his cast yet either, so.
No, I think they, like, just did.
Oh, really?
Like, just, like,
oh, wow.
Like an hour ago.
Okay.
Again, I have not looked into anything.
Yeah, so.
Next week, we might remember to bring it up.
It's coming up fast. It'll be, you know, the holidays, and then it's, like, his season right then, so.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have a little bit more of a Christmas break than we did.
Yeah, it's usually The Bachelor, like, being, like, after the new year, I normally start to get like, oh, I'm excited for it because we've had that long break, but not so much. I can say that for this time around. I still keep forgetting that he was on her season, so I don't think he left a lasting impact with Michelle at all. So, oh, well, we shall see. I think his season will be all about like trying to have new crazy things that never happened before. Oh, a woman rejects his rose, which has actually happened, but it was on season 2 of The Bachelor, so a long time ago. And then him taking a rose back, and then just announcing to
that everyone that he's done it. Them.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me all over the internet. On Twitter and Instagram at @HStrong_. If you want to check out what I'm reading, check out the Strong Library. If you, I think now don't hold me to it, please. I think I'm going to decorate a cake on Twitch on Sunday.
Ooh, okay.
So twitch.tv/HaleyStrong.
Any particular theme?
So the latest issue of the Food Network magazine, there's this cake and it has like these ice cream cone Christmas trees. Oh. So I want to like make those Christmas trees to put on a cake.
Nice.
It's in my mind it's going to be good, and I feel mm-hmm. like in actuality it's going to be like I'm on an episode of Nailed It, but we're going to see.
Nice. And you can find me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper. And kind of the same time that The Bachelor is coming back, Married at First Sight is coming back. So
I can't believe you're going through this again.
I know. It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot, a lot.
A lot of love to break down. And
a lot of breakdowns to break down.
Definitely. So powering through, you know, I feel like we have the holiday break at least, and, you know, Survivor's going to be done. So maybe it'll be a welcome change. Who knows? But yeah, follow me there on the Married at First Sight wrap up, and we will be back for the finale. And I'm sure we'll have much more to break down and vent about at that point.
So, we sure will.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.